Archinsky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are you surprised NFL TV ratings are down? I'm not. This is Archinsky with Monday Sports Notebook. Everything about everyone who watches the NFL on TV is down about 10% this season, including their tolerance. It might be an anomaly because pro football is still the most popular sport in this country, and there is no other way to get live events like programming that can be streamed online. And two of the first three presidential debates were opposite primetime NFL games. I have my favorite teams and players, but overall I have come to hate the NFL and every dollar it stands for. Roger Goodell makes $44 million as commissioner, an obscene salary he was granted by the 32 owners to specifically line their pockets. And despite being a disaster of inconsistency in so many other ways, Goodell has increased the value of each franchise and the wealth of the owners, at the expense of the fans. Have you ever sat by yourself and watched an NFL game with no distractions and refusing to get up during the commercials? How could Japanese torture be any worse? Long breaks at every possible opportunity, from exchange of possessions to official timeouts to injuries to my personal favorite, touchdown timeout followed by the kickoff and another timeout. With viewership down, they have to air more commercials to make good on the projected ratings. The number of people watching in sports bars doesn't figure into those ratings, and that likely has a lot to do with it. The games don't seem so long when you are surrounded by 75 of your favorite people chugging beers and screaming at the top of their lungs, and then jibber-jabbering during the breaks in the action. If you plan something to do at home every time the game stopped, like 40 different chores, it might be similarly tolerable. Millions of people have taken to recording the game and then reducing the viewing time dramatically by fast-forwarding through the commercials. I read an absurd stat recently that in a 3.5-hour NFL telecast, from snap to whistle, there was only 11 minutes of action. And there are, on average, more than 100 commercials. This is Archinsky. See you.